I'm a brown person living in America. I have been aware that I'm different ever since I was really, really young.
Dylan Maron is an actor, so Hollywood's diversity problem is a drag both personally and professionally.
From a really young age, I was really into acting, and I would sometimes get meetings with agents. And so I'm in high school at this time, and the agents would keep telling me the same thing, which is they weren't sure how many parts there are out there for me and that I'd never play the romantic male lead.
So he used the tools of the trade to teach Hollywood a lesson. He started posting his own edits of feature films, cutting away everything except every single word spoken by a person of color. Here's his treatment of the Wes Anderson movie Moonrise Kingdom.
16 and a half, sir.
I guess we're going to miss the hullabaloo after all.
She's too scruffy for me.
One kid, 3 lines, 5 seconds. You get the point. Dylan told me the first film he cut together was the Julia Louis-Dreyfus romantic comedy Enough Said.
You like the counters clean. You know what, Mrs. Sarah? I find you crap everywhere, and you think I know where to put it?
And I remember watching it, and I was like, wow, this is not at all told through any kind of lens that has much empathy for people of color. You know, the only speaking character is the maid, Kathy.
You people disgust me, but you is nice, Mr. Will.
It felt like the film was so unaware of itself. It's a really, really sweet, well-made film. I just think that is when it's so insidious, is when it's in these really well-told stories that we can totally forget what coding we're kind of absorbing.
Let's play another one because they're not all that long. Here's every single word spoken by a person of color in Darren Aronofsky's 2014 biblical epic Noah. That's it.
Yep, that is it. And that's a biblical movie. That's a biblical adaptation.
Dylan, I'm wondering about your intended audience here. I mean, is it for people of color to laugh, or is this wanting white people to watch this and think, oh, I get it?
I mean, it's both. I think one of the most heartwarming reactions that I learned about is my fiance. His sister has a 12-year-old daughter, and her name is Hannah. And Hannah is white, and she was showing these videos to Hannah, and she was talking to her about what it means. And to learn to unpack that as a 12-year-old is a huge, huge thing. So the fact that these videos are maybe impacting really young minds to be more aware of this stuff, especially young white kids who have the privilege of not even being aware that race is a thing, you know? That means the world to me.
So, Dylan, have you gotten the chance to play a romantic lead yet?
I mean, it's funny, you know, I don't know if you're a listener of Welcome to Night Vale, but
yeah.
Carlos the Scientist is the main romantic interest, and that's an interracial queer love story. That's amazingly cool and sadly, you know, very exceptional.
That's Dylan Maron. You can watch his Every Single Word videos at everysinglewordspoken.tumblr.com. Dylan, great speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.